Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Ah, it's a Victory Monday. WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Here we are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Our show, then the Brandon Graham show at 6 p.m. Eagles 1-0. Ike Reese, your thoughts.
Victory!
To victory, fight Eagles, fight, score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3, hit him low, hit him high, and watch our Eagles fly, fight Eagles, fight, on the road to victory,
Eagles! You know, Ike.
It's a little different feel on a Monday when the game was on a Friday, but I felt like you people down here at Chickies and Peach deserve to have a victory in person.
And I'll say this. You gave us a really good one on Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. Ike and I were on the air Saturday morning.
Almost passed out.
Yep. And you said, hey, this one today might not be as good as the one on Saturday. But I give you credit. Once you got into it, you couldn't hold back.
Oh, man, the lights came on. I didn't know what to do. I'm a gamer.
You are a gamer. You give it your all. So here we are at Chickies and Pete's, as we will be, you know, usually on Mondays. But if the game is Monday night, obviously we'll be here Tuesday next week. Mm-hmm. And it is nice to do this show when the Eagles are 1-0 as opposed to 0-1. So we did the show on Saturday, and now you've had a couple of days to ruminate, to think about the win. Ike, my question to you is, I want to take you back to before the game until now. Mm-hmm. After watching the game on Friday night, do you feel better about the Eagles this season than you felt before the game?
In some areas, yes.
In some areas.
Yes. So in other words, there is yes to that question for both sides. I do feel better about the defense. I'm not going to act as if, and I think some of us has, and I'm glad we've had 48 hours since Friday night. It's not the 85 Bears defense.
No, probably not.
It's not the 85 Bears defense. It's not. There were a lot of explosive plays given up in that game on Friday night. But to their credit, they held in tough situations out there when you get turnovers by the offense. And the Packers were in scoring position. The Eagles were able to keep them out of the end zone and hold them to field goals. So I'm pleasantly encouraged by some of the things that were on the defensive side of the ball. Offensive line, how could you not be encouraged by what you saw Friday night? I don't know if they're going to be able to play that well every game. I hope they can. They certainly have set the bar high considering what they did in the first game. But how could you not be impressed with the O-line? All I heard all offseason was, how are we going to replace Jason Kelce? Look what we have at right guard. Our offensive line is our main concern, yada, yada, yada. We can't stop the blitz. Well, guess what? Those interceptions didn't come off the blitz. They handled the blitz pretty well Friday night. Mekhi Becton, I'm going to go overboard because I can do this. Well, he's on his way to being an all-pro at right guard.
Yeah, that might be a little overboard. But who knows?
We might as well shoot for the stars. Yes. Shoot for the stars.
Are you trying to get Insider of the Year credit on that?
No, I'm just saying the way he looked in that game.
Sure, he looked good.
I'm sorry. The Packers got sacks. One of them, the guy was clearly offsides, but they didn't call it. Maybe he wasn't offsides. They got the jump.
Sure.
What about those two defensive tackles? They were like two of the best sack guys in the league last year. How'd they look Friday night? I thought we did a pretty good job against those, against
absolutely.
What's his name? Kevin?
Clark.
Clark. And what's the other guy? Gary?
All I know is Clark, because Clark also had a big penalty late.
All right. My point is that I was encouraged by that. Okay, so let's get to the things that I'm still concerned with.
Sure.
The explosive plays. Got to clean that up. Got to clean that up on defense. Don't like the fact that I don't remember Jordan Love getting touched by any one of our defensive ends.
No, most of the pressure came from the inside.
Right?
Almost all the pressure came from the inside. Came from Davis and Carter.
Mm-hmm.
And when the occasional time when they came from a linebacker or something.
Got nothing out of Bryce Huff and Josh Sweat.
No.
Got nothing out of those guys.
No.
So that's what sort of still has me concerned on defense. Offensively, the obvious thing is Jalen's decision-making Friday. Now, I'm not going to sit here and overreact with the turnovers and say this is what it's going to be the rest of the year. But I'm also not going to be blind to what his biggest issue was last year, where he regressed in this area as a quarterback. We've heard that he had a great training camp. He's had a great offseason. He's making great decisions with the football. He didn't throw an interception to the last day of training camp. Well, he immediately gets in the game. And see, this is what I mean by when everybody has – Mike Tyson said it. Everybody has a plan until you get punched, right? So it's easy to say, oh, I'm just going to take this, take that. I'll dink and dunk the ball here, dink and dunk it there. And I'm talking about in practice.
Sure.
A controlled environment where you're not taking risk with the football. Well, you get in a game, and the first time you seem to be under the gun, like he put so much pressure on himself and that offense to come out and score on the opening drive. That's what you do? You throw into triple coverage late over the middle of the field? For what? Why? That is discouraging to me. And the Eagles need to get this under control. Everybody will say our first game, no preseason, yada, yada, all this other nonsense to make excuses so we can feel better about ourselves. But if this is what it's going to be, we're never going to realize the potential of this offense or this team. If your quarterback is going to turn the ball over, you're going to always fall short in the end. That's why the Buffalo Bills are a team that has a elite talent-wise quarterback. They have that. And they had Stephon Diggs, and they had this person, they had that person, and they still can't get there. Because those things will hurt you in the end. And Jalen, only he can change the narrative around him making bad decisions. Now, he used to be somebody we looked at as he makes good decisions with the football. Well, guess what they're going to start saying now? The more you turn the ball over, he's a poor decision maker with the football. Got to get that cleaned up. Like, we can't – I know we want to feel good about everything. That should concern everybody right there.
215-592-9494.
Do you feel better about the Eagles after the win on Friday night? I'm pretty much in the same place that you are, except that I would say overall I don't feel better, but I don't feel worse. I think there are things that you mentioned that I feel better about. I think it would be hard not to feel better about the two linebackers that played on. It would be hard not to feel better about N'Kobe Dean and Zach Bond after the games they played on Friday night. It would be hard not to feel better about most of the defensive secondary, right? We have a question with Maddox there, but in a game where we didn't get a lot of pressure, overall, I thought Darius Slay, because we didn't hear his name very much, and Quinyon Mitchell, who made a couple of big plays and challenged, and he was challenged several times,
yeah.
I think you have to feel good about him. Offensive line as well, I think you have to feel better about it than I certainly felt. Or I didn't know how to feel about it. I just knew I was nervous, and I thought Cam Jurgens and Mekhi Becton played great. The questions are obvious. We went into it with questions about whether they would get pressure from the edge with this defensive line, and we don't have an answer. Now, you could make the caveat. The field was a bad field, and maybe it affected them. But if you have questions about it going in, and they did not do anything to change your mind, you still have to have questions about Josh Sweat and Bryce Huff. And the fact that Bryce Huff played fewer than half the snaps of the game leads into the same question that we had beforehand. And then the other thing is what you said about Jalen. And the thing that I'm worried about is with him and the decision-making, and you touched on this here, is if he feels this desire to be recognized or in the same class as the offensive weapons that are surrounded that are surrounding him. After he got paid, after all the talk about the MVP stuff, then the negative stuff about last year, you can't be out to prove that you are elite by making plays that you cannot make, that put the team in jeopardy. He will get credit if they win and he doesn't make mistakes.
Yep.
My concern is he hears weapons, 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 weapons. He did Saquon, 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 Saquon. AJ, 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 AJ. Devontae, 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 Devontae. And those names, I think, are generally considered as being a higher level of player than he is as a quarterback. Mm-hmm. And I don't want him going into games trying to prove that he is at that level. You know how he'll prove it? He'll prove it by completing 70% of his passes and not throwing an interception. Because I think one thing we did learn on Friday night is the weapons thing on offense is a real thing. Mm-hmm. They made up for a lot of mistakes. Devonta Smith made up for a lot of mistakes. A.J. Brown made up for a lot of mistakes. And, of course, Saquon Barkley made up for a lot of mistakes. But you don't want every game for your weapons to have to make up for those mistakes. You want to win by two touchdowns. You know, you don't want a nail biter. And those mistakes put them in a bad situation.
Yeah, that game didn't have to be as difficult as it was.
No.
When you go back and watch it for a second time, you realize that the Eagles were just a better team than the Green Bay Packers. The Green Bay Packers may be a nice, young, up-and-coming team, but the Eagles are, in my opinion, when I rewatch that game, they are a bigger team, a more athletic team, a more dynamic team than the Green Bay Packers. And Jordan Love, quite frankly, some of his bad habits as a quarterback showed up for Green Bay. You know, throwing off your back foot all the time and believing in that arm, the Eagles were able to take care of that. To your point, Jalen, for me, needs to be comfortable with not being the flashy guy. You got to be okay with that. Like, you are, dude, you're great looking. You got over $200-some million in your bank account. You're the quarterback in the National Football League for one of the most passionate fan bases and one of the most classiest organizations in the NFL. You've made it. You've made it. I don't think I've seen an egregious play like the one thrown across his body to the middle of the field when.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
They are in scoring range since Carson rolled to the left on a Sunday night where the damn offense is on the right side of the field. Where are you rolling to your left for? Like, who's over there? Nobody. And didn't he take a sack or he threw a pick or something? It was one of the worst things.
He took a sack.
Yeah, it was one of the worst things I've ever seen a quarterback do. Like, Jalen, that was unnecessary. It was unnecessary. I don't care if you saw A.J. open. You already have to have a preconceived notion in your head as a quarterback. It's not smart to roll to my right and throw the ball back across the field in the middle of the field.
Well, and by the way, both those interceptions, both those guys were open earlier in the play. And right. Look, he doesn't have a cannon on his arm. So he
has to be on time.
He either has to be on time or early. And both those guys were open before he threw it. And then by the time he threw it, whether he threw it a little bit late or whether the ball took a little bit of time to get there, mm-hmm. the ball was there, especially the Devonta one, where it looks like he's throwing into triple coverage, but you look early and you're like, oh, they have a matchup there that works. And then by the time the ball gets there, it's not. So yeah. I agree with you. That is the thing, and that's the difference between if they're going to win a Super Bowl.
We're talking about the Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah,
this isn't some upstart team where we're looking to see if they can progress and build off of what they did last year. No, that's not what this team is. This is a Super Bowl team. And he can't be the reason why they're not getting there.
No, he can't be. And by the way, like you also can't be affected. You can't be affected by the conversation publicly about who is most important or not
right.
important. I promise you, if you're in the league for 12 years or 13 years and you win a couple of Super Bowls, all those conversations will go away. They all go away. You know what I mean? All the all pros and the Pro Bowls and the voted this and ranked this and all that kind of stuff. It doesn't matter if you win a couple of Super Bowls. 215-592-9494. Do you feel better about the Eagles today than you did before the game on Friday? Our leadoff hitter, Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What up, Corey?
Hey, man. What up?
What up, C?
Hey, man. So, I'm indifferent. Like, I can't say, like, oh, I mean, this is what I will say. I'm happy they got the victory versus Packers. I mean, the Packers, you know, some people had them Super Bowl team or whatever. I'm encouraged by what I saw on the defense. I think the Kobe Dean played well. I think, you know, pretty much what Ike said, you know, the Zach Bonds and stuff. I love Quinyon Mitchell, what he did. I think Jordan Davis is getting – like, this is my thing with Jordan Davis, and I think a lot of people – like, he was a first-round pick. We traded up to get him. But Jordan Davis is never going to be a guy – that's going to be a 6-7-8 sack guy. Like he's never going to be that guy. Like,
no.
His job, like, he made some plays on Friday night, but they not played that jump off the screen. Like for example, on the two red zone stops, he clogged up the middle on those first two stops
yeah.
where N'Kobe Dean could get the tackles for loss.
Yep.
Or 97, not 97, Milton Williams got the tackle for loss. So he's never going to be a guy to show up on the stat sheet. And I think what he does is a guy that can stop the run at an elite level. Now, on Friday, they was running all over us. I don't know what happened. But like you said, the lapses in the defense, you got to pick that up. But I was more encouraged by the defense, even though they gave us the 29 points and the score. I mean, they held Jordan Love to under, you know, what, 50% completion. So, I mean, I think when you get them at home on a better field, I think now the edge rushers, Bryce Huff, that ain't looking too good right about now. But let me get on the offense and my thing with Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts, listen, dog, you my guy. I love you. My man, I ride for you. But you gotta be smarter with what you do with the football. First of all, you gotta stop. And I don't know what Spike's saying about he listens to the media. But what I do know is I don't know if he wants to like please AJ Brown too much or if he like there's too many times that like he trusts AJ and Devontae too much. Like it's like you just be throwing it up to them when they covered. Triple covered, not open. And I know you're supposed to give your guy opportunity, but you got to be smart. The pass that he threw to Jahan Dotson, like, the play wasn't there. Throw it away.
That was the one that could have been
that could have been the pick six.
Pick six, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Why would you go back to Jahan Dotson when did you see the man right there, right? That's just QB Little League. I'm teaching my dudes that on Saturday, right? Then the one to A.J. Brown that – Got dropped. And he could have had another pick six when Jair Alexander dropped it. I don't know if it was supposed to be a screenplay or what. But it's like he looked at Gainwell, and then he comes back. And then it's like he threw it to AJ. And I'm like, does he want him and AJ to be the greatest combo? I don't know. But it's like too many times I see him just going to AJ Brown too much. On the scramble drill, the pick that he threw in the back of the end zone, he's looking for AJ. I get it. AJ Brown is a beast. He's a top five receiver in the league. But you got to be smart, man. I'm not going to overreact because it's week one. I still got a lot of belief in Hurts. But it's like, you got to be smart. And Kellen Moore, I don't care about you being a cute. You don't want to hurt the man's feelings. You got to tell this dude, Coach Nussmeier, listen, that's not acceptable. You can't do that. I don't care about his feelings getting hurt. Like, if you want to win a Super Bowl, you're talking about winning is above all. I love winning and all that. Some sayings he got, I get all that. But it's like, you ain't playing winning football. If you want to be like Patrick Mahomes, you got to play like him, right? You want to be in that conversation, you got to win like him. And making those type of plays is not going to win you football games. We escaped Friday. And something else, we got to keep riding Saquon Barkley. Why the hell we keep throwing the ball so much?
Well,
we get 27 yards, and then we go four straight passes. Like, what are we doing?
But, Corey, the thing is, Saquon Barkley touched the ball 26 times in our
– No.
But
you
here's
have to care.
Yeah, you have to care. I'm not talking about his workload, but I'm talking about if – and I know people say this all the time, but there were plenty of plays where Saquon Barkley – and a credit to him that he went forward, but there were a couple yards here, a couple yards there. The offensive coordinator has to look at what the defense is giving, right. and Jalen Hurts has to be capable of throwing the football. We can't just run the ball 35 times with Saquon.
You're completely right, but I'm not even talking about even running the ball with Saquon Barkley. My thing is, like, what I saw some things that I didn't see last year on Monday night, but it's too much times where I'm seeing, and like I said, field conditions, I don't know, both teams, like, it was a sloppy game for both sides of the ball because both quarterbacks could have had at least 8 picks. But it's like, the way I'm seeing the game called, it's like, y'all, if Saquon Barkley getting going, right? All right, if you take Saquon Barkley, we got 3 running backs. You got Will Shipley. Y'all told me y'all like him. Y'all like Gainwell. Okay, get the ball to them. Get the ball to them. Like, you just because Saquon Barkley not on the field don't mean you can't run the ball.
I appreciate
it. You could run with appreciate it, Steve.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Corey.
You could run with Kenny Gainwell.
Yeah, well, Gainwell had the entire second half of the drive at the end of the first half there after Saquon got that stinger or whatever.
No, I mean, did they give him the ball?
Yeah, he got the ball a couple times. He caught a pass in that one. I think he rushed it one time.
Love the Gainwell drives. They're my favorite.
Yeah, well,
I feel like the offense is going to stall out.
I just, like, we can't talk about them not running enough because we're scared of the quarterback throwing the football. Like, that can't be what it is.
But as a coach, you do want to manage how much – if you know he's not the greatest doesn't have the strongest arm or not the most accurate passer or what have you. I know you can want him to be better in those areas, but as a coach, you have to manage that. You have to say, oh, I can't have him throw the ball 40 times a game.
Well, for sure, but he didn't. He threw the ball 32 times or whatever it was, which I think is completely fair and completely reasonable, especially in a game that the other team looked for a minute like they were going to score every second, every possession of the game. I think they – and also Kellen Moore.
The game was a tight game.
Yeah.
And we won it in the end, but – this was
it could have gone either way.
Hell yeah, it could have gone either way.
And Kellen Moore, by the way, also has to figure out what he has in Jalen too. You know, he has to give him the opportunity to succeed in these games before he starts saying, Jack, do you feel better about the Eagles than you did before Friday night?
Overall, yes. But I mean, I'm echoing a lot of what you guys said, and we'll get to Jalen. But one of the biggest concerns for me on Friday is that both Nolan Smith and Brandon Graham out-snapped Bryce off. Like that can't happen. I mean, we all love BJ. Like, but it's year 15.
Yeah.
Like Bryce Huff has to be more of a factor. The edge rusher. So I feel better about Quinyon, obviously. Linebacker Zach Bond made a lot of plays. That was good. Hopefully, he can keep that up. Edge rushing is a problem, but that hopefully they can fix. Obviously, the big discussion point is Jalen. And I watched the game, and it's like he's the only thing holding them back.
There you go.
Well, it is. I'm saying if he plays like it, he's the thing that's holding him back from being
the turnovers.
Team. Yes, the turnovers.
Okay. The turnovers. Okay. Right.
He needs to realize.
Okay. I mean, you rolled out here. I mean, he's the only thing that's holding him back.
He is the thing that's going to hold him back. If he turns the ball over like this, he needs to realize he's not Steph Curry. He's T.J. McConnell. Like just be T.J. McConnell. You are not.
He's not T.J. McConnell.
Yes, he is. He's closer to T.J. McConnell than he is Steph Curry.
No, my goodness, he's closer to T.J. McConnell.
Hand the ball off and get the ball out of your hands.
So it's not. You agree with Corey?
We don't need.
I mean, you're not letting T.J. McConnell shoot the ball 30 times tonight.
But he's playing point guard.
But Steph shoots. Our only point is that Corey's point was don't let him throw as much.
Right.
That's what he's saying. That's what Jack is saying.
Yeah, well, but the other problem.
that's pretty much what he's saying.
We'll get into it. Well, because the other issue is like what he is and what he isn't good at. We'll get a little deeper into Jalen's game because there were good things in there. There were bad things in there. And there were things that I think will inform how he's going to play in the future. We will talk about that next. We're at Chickies and Pete's.
TJ. TJ.
All right.
I couldn't even come up with a comp, a guard I wanted to use. I don't even know who the hell's in the NBA.
Fine. Andre Miller. Like, whatever. You can be Andre Miller.
All right, he's closer to Tyrese Maxey.
Wow.
He's not?
Well, no, because Tyrese Maxey's not much of a passer. We'll get into it.
The passer, it's the player, caliber of player.
Yeah, caliber of player feels about right.
Yeah, he's closer to Tyrese Maxey than he is T.J. McConnell.
Yes, I would say so.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, we will talk about all things Jalen. Also, do you feel better about the Eagles today than you did before the game on Friday? 215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. You can join Ava Graham Friday night for an Eagles pep rally right here. Meet Swoop, the cheerleaders, and get a chance to win tickets to the home opener. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.